Aw, how cute. My little pet kneeling on the floor, just waiting for your mistress to get home. Excuse me, why aren't you licking my boots already? So fucking pathetic. You're not a bad boot licker when you actually do what you're told. Look up at me. How's it feel to have your mistress's spit on your pathetic face? Damn fucking right it's an honor. Do those little family jewels hurt? Not like you were using them anyway. Now crawl to the couch. I've had a rough day and you're gonna be on your hands and knees and serving as my little footrest. Now crawl, loser. And I don't want to hear a fucking word out of you. No, not even a fucking sound. Got it? Oh, are you whimpering? Oh, my balls hurt. Such an ungrateful little brat. You stay right there while I go get my paddle. So now, my little bitch boy, come lay across my lap. Such a pathetic little loser you are. Absolutely worthless. Aw, does it hurt? Good. It's what you fucking deserve. Hey, move your fucking hands. I said, move your fucking hands. Get back on the floor, on your knees. I'm gonna smack your hands for disobeying me. It hurts? Well, maybe you shouldn't have gotten your hands in my fucking way. Now stay right here, on your knees, and don't move. Don't even make a fucking sound, understand? And keep that mouth of yours open. For fuck's sake. So fucking pathetic. Hey girl. Oh, nothing much. Just playing with my little pet. Ooh, look at you, getting a promotion. What did you do? Suck your boss's cock under his desk? I'm just joking. Relax. Yes, I know, I spit a lot, but it's not like I'm spitting on my floor. I got myself a little spit tune. Oh, there's gonna be a little party for you? Of course I'll come. Fine, fine, I'll act proper there, no worries. Maybe you'll get lucky with some guy at that party, you never know. Okay, I'll quit teasing. Let me know when the date for the party is, and I'll be there. Bye. So, my little loser. Ooh, right in your mouth. You better swallow it. Good boy. Where was I? Oh, right. Now, my little loser. I know you don't like it when I peg your slutty little ass, but mommy's kinda in a mood. And since your cock is all locked up in chastity, unless you want me to unlock you. But you see, the thing is, I can't remember where I put the key, so I guess you'll just have to put up with my cock instead. And besides, it's only been a couple days since I locked you up in chastity. Or was it a couple weeks? Holy shit, it's been months? Time flies. Poor, neglected blue balls. But anyway, I want to fuck, and your ass looks so goddamn fuckable right now. Now, I don't feel like using any lube on my nice, big, hard rubber cock. So, you're gonna give me a nice sloppy blowjob and get my cock nice and lubed up. That's a good slut. Spit on that cock. Now you look like a $2 whore. Is that what you want? You wanna be my little fucking whore? Beg for it, slut. Beg for me to shove this big fucking cock right into your slutty little hole. Bend over that couch, slut. Arch your back too. Ass in the air like the needy little whore you are. Move those fucking hands. Oh my God, you're so easy and fun to fuck with. Now, tell me, please fuck me like the $2 whore I am, mistress. That's a good little fucking slut. Take mama's cock like the needy little whore you are. This is the only sex you'll ever get. You can't even fuck your hand anymore. Not with your little cock all locked up. You're just my little play toy for me to abuse and to toy with and treat you like absolute shit. And you'll take it because you're my fucking worthless slut. Look at how stretched out your ass is, slut. Come on, grab your ass cheeks and spread them wide so I can get a good look. Good boy. Aw, was the little loser not expecting a little love tap? Look up at me. My little fucking spit slut. Look, some of my spit is falling off of your face and onto my floor. Lick it up. Such a needy fucking whore you are. Missed a spot, fucking loser. Oh, what's this? Could this be to your chastity cage? See if it goes to your little chastity cage. Oh wow, you must be so happy to finally be free. And you're already getting hard just from the fresh air of freedom. But I don't remember allowing you to get hard in my presence. Aren't you ashamed? Aren't you going to say sorry? Good boy. Now, how to punish you for being a naughty little pervert? I know. Start stroking your cock, but don't come. Only edging. And I'll count down, and when I hit one, hands off your cock. Ready? Stroke. How's it feel after months of chastity, months of me abusing you over and over, to finally touch that pathetic excuse for a cock? Feels good, right? Feels like you're gonna blow your load? Yeah? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hands off. That had to hurt like a bitch. Tell me, bitch, how's it feel after months of denial? And let's be honest, straight up, your mistress not giving a fuck about you. That you get edged and then get my boot slammed right into those swollen little nuts. And this is why I keep you around, loser. As painful as it is, as degrading as it is, you fucking enjoy it. You love the attention you get from your mistress. Stroke. Instead of being normal and dating and having sex with girls, you just like being used by me. Treated like the little slut you are. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hand off. Aw, look at those poor tender little balls. Poor little guys. They just want to release all the cum that they've built up for months. But they're not going to. In fact, I think you should beg me to lock you back in chastity. Wow. You didn't even protest. Such a pathetic little loser. Now let's get your little guy back in its cage and all nice and snug. Thank me for allowing you to be free and of course denying you. Good bitch. Oh, right. Let me take that chastity key from you and put it right in between my tits. Better hope I don't accidentally lose it. Now, stay right there on your knees, and I'm just gonna relax and watch some TV.